On the show today, we have Community Choice Credit Union's very own Jen Hurren and 4Front's Jeff Streit and 4Front's Jeffrey Bassett talking about why small business members need faster payments during the pandemic and how credit unions can help. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And we are on a Brady Bunch formatted Zoom call with Jen Hurren from Community Choice Credit Union. Jen, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. And then we have Jeff Streit, Vice President of Commercial Lending at 4Front. Jeff, how are you?
Can't complain. It's a beautiful day inside.
It is. And then we have Jeff Bassett, Vice President of Treasury Management at 4Front as well. Jeff, how are you doing down there?
I'm excellent today. Thank you very much.
Good. Glad everyone is happy and healthy and getting through this stuff we're all going through right now. And we're talking about today why small business members need faster payments during the pandemic and how credit unions can help. So with that said, Jen, I'm going to start with you since you are the resident credit union representative here. So how is your credit union helping small businesses get paid faster? Do you have a couple examples of how this works?
So we partnered with Autobooks, who we have an integration with in our e-banking. And so members can go online and they can connect to an interface that allows them to send invoices to their clients, whether it's via text or via email, mm-hmm. and their client or customers can respond immediately with a form of payment. So there's several options that they can actually pay the business members with. Right. So we offer ACH and credit card processing.
Very nice. And Jeff Streit, what's the significance of this? Why is this speed so important right now, especially what we're going through right now? Why is this speed so important?
Well, I mean, this would be more of a question for my counterpart, Mr. Bassett, but I mean, the reality is we're not open. Nobody's open per se.
Right.
Nobody's handing cash to you. Nobody's writing checks to you. The idea is, and we still need to spend this money. It's coming in quickly, mm-hmm. And it's going out just as quickly. So having that ability to do cashless transactions right now in this, you know, archaic modern world we're living in this moment is kind of necessary to just keep getting by.
Yeah. Jeff, you want to add to that since Jeff said that you might have a bit more detail on this?
Yeah. So most of our business members are really falling short on cash flow right now. And, by providing all these ways to collect and pay electronically, it's putting money in their account faster, which is really helping to go full circle so they can make payroll, mm-hmm. Keep their people employed. And right now in such a difficult time, that's one of the most important things that we can do to help our business members.
And Jen, how has this process helped you guys out just in the last 3 weeks or month or even yesterday? how has it helped you guys and your members as well?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's moving money faster. We haven't received, you know, the latest numbers, but we're watching and we're seeing an increase in invoices being sent out and an increase of dollars flowing back and forth. So we know it was used before and it continues to be used. And we hope to see, you know, an increase in adoption overall as we promote it and let business members know that it's available to them.
Yeah, I would like to see how this evolves post virus crisis. So I think that would be really interesting to see. I mean, I think this is one of these services that will really stick, I think, because speed is everything today. So especially when we're dealing with digital. And Jeff Streit again. So what challenges are credit unions and their small business experiencing right now who may not have this speed right now?
I mean, the overall biggest challenge in Michigan and throughout the country is our people are shut down. Their businesses aren't open. So they're not producing new revenue. One of the biggest things they can do to get some revenue is, you know, obviously go collect on what's outstanding. Mm-hmm. But to wait for a check in the mail or to show up at a customer's place of work or, you know, to ask for, hey, where's the money?
Yeah.
It's not happening right now. And so people really need to figure out how to like bolster their balance sheet. I mean, their expenses are still happening. You can't call Verizon and AT&T and tell them, hey, I'm going to slow pay you on my cell phone bill for the next few months, they'll start shutting it off. And yeah. So with utility demand and you know, the taxes still need to get paid, you don't really have a choice but to either collect money or, you know, unfortunately borrow some more to keep things going. So
right.
They're just trying to keep the cycle continuing even when there's a big hiccup like there is now.
Yeah, no, and this is commerce. We got to keep commerce going in order to, that's part of how we're going to get better. That's how we're going to recover. And Jeff Bassett, so this is a way to keep commerce going, right? I mean, obviously the speed is wonderful, but this is just another way to keep it going, especially in difficult times, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In reality, once we get past these difficult times, I think our membership's going to have a newfound appreciation for some of the remote account management tools that we offer. We're going to continue to work closely with our business members and make sure that they get the most out of these services, and that they're even more prepared next time something happens like this.
Yeah, we certainly set somewhat of a template for the next time, because I mean, I've heard of a lot of the experts are saying there might be a second wave of this in the fall, and we have to be really careful about that. So we could be setting a nice template to handle this better next time, because this time it just seemed like it was a sucker punch, and it just got us, you know, across the jaw unexpectedly, even though we kind of saw it coming. So Jen, I mean, how do you see it evolving and seeing how it'll benefit your members down the line here?
Sure. I mean, I think that there's a perception too sometimes that these e-commerce payments and this electronic collection of money can be expensive. And that's certainly not the case. I think credit unions work really hard with organizations and third parties to, you know, make it affordable to members. So I think in this crunch, you know, business members, this may be their only choice. And so as they pick up these electronic methods, not only are they going to feel the convenience of it, they're also, you know, going to come into terms with the fact that it's really not that expensive to continue to do business in this way, and the convenience and access is, you know, totally worth it.
Yeah. And is the kind of the intangible here is the value that your credit union, this adds to your credit union for your members is exponential, I would think, as well. Just another reason for a member to do business with you guys, right?
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
And Jeffrey Stride, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I mean, I think we're going to become so used to what this new kind of method of commerce is that, you know, between, you know, doing interviews on Zoom and between doing virtual interviews and, you know, we're executing loan documents and opening up accounts without meeting a person face to face or, you know, re-engaging them face to face, I should say. And so I think people are going to they're going to adapt to that and they're going to like that because it is simple, and so I wouldn't be surprised if we just keep adapting to this more.
I agree. And Jeff Bassett, I mean, do you have any advice for other credit unions out there who might have been in Community Choices shoes here a little while back and might be on the fence about something like this? What advice do you have for them?
Yeah, so there's so many solutions out there to help business members improve cash flow. And there's so many solutions that have fees and some that don't. And with so many different types of things available, we just want to make sure that we're always keeping the member first and that everything we do as we set these programs up is to keep the member first, to help create and solidify these relationships, especially in these times like this, increase that amount of how strong the relationships are with our business members.
Indeed. And Jen, I'm going to pose the same question to you since you're coming at it from a credit union perspective and based on the knowledge and experience you guys have gained through this process, what advice do you have for credit unions out there who might be on the fence on something like this?
I think in promoting it to your members, not just that it's convenient and that, you know, it's a huge benefit to them, but that it's secure and it's safe and it's affordable. Like, it's a package deal. So it's not just about giving them another product. It really is an important part of their business. And, you know, this time of age, you know, they'll probably see that more so than they were before, but there's just some great products out there. And it doesn't mean that you have to take away the face-to-face with, sure, you know, customers. But there's just going to be those times where it's just going to be much more convenient. And, you know, why not have that service ready and available when needed?
Yeah, I was thinking about that as well. It's like this situation we're in right now has almost kind of forced our hand to see things like this. Like, oh my gosh, we do have the capabilities. We can do this and we can speed things up and we can better serve our members through digital and speeding up payments and all that type of stuff. So it's almost kind of forced our hand, which is in this, that might be the silver cloud or the silver lining to this type of stuff, that we've kind of expedited a lot of these digital offerings for everybody. You guys have any commentary on that? Jeff, Strite?
It's expediting it because it's forcing the decision a lot more than it would have been, 6 weeks ago when, it was like, hey, you should consider this. It's like, all right, let me go back and think about it. And this is already tried and true. Well, the tried and true is kind of not even a possible scenario right now for a lot of people. So any digital or electronic payment solution right now, everyone is apt to want to adopt it. And, once you're kind of in, you'll start realizing that the convenience and ease is greater than the burden of going back to something else. So, if you're not adopting it now, you're just not accepting any payments most likely. So.
Right. Exactly. Good stuff. Jeff Bassett, anything to add here?
If you look at trends over the past years, transaction counts have been dropping, 10-12% a year. I think that something like this, where people are forced, like Jeff said, people are forced into utilizing some of these other means of collecting and making payments. I think it's going to take that 10-12%, and it may even speed that up a bit. People see how easy this is. They get the opportunity to use these types of payment methods, and it's really going to speed that up. We're probably going to see bigger drops in face-to-face transaction count going forward.
Yep, indeed. I totally agree with you. Jen, I'm going to let you have the final word here. And any final words of wisdom here?
Well, I would just say that maybe some business, smaller businesses may be hesitant to, change their ways. And they may have been forced into it. But I think they'll be pleasantly surprised about the positive reaction they get from their customers.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not just convenient for the business. It's very convenient for the customer. And we all still need, the business and services that these small businesses provide. And I think, making it, a two-sided transaction, it's important.
Mm-hmm. The continued evolution of digital services, and you guys are really pushing that proverbial envelope. So thank you for all the work that you guys are doing and appreciate the time today. Well done, Jen, Jeff, and Jeff.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Keep up the good work and stay healthy and stay safe. Okay.
All right.